Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays continues here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse with Attorney Penny Dean. And today we were talking about educating your local officials, your legislators and the like on gun issues and why it's important to do so on a very constant basis, it seems, Penny.
It does seem like it. And I can tell you that at the legislative shoot, we had one particular representative tell me, he said, look, I don't mind about people buying guns, but we got to do something about the gun show loophole. And I said, what gun show loophole is that? And this is an educated, bright representative who thought that gun dealers went to gun shows so that they didn't have to do the paperwork on people buying guns.
Okay.
And I had to explain to them that the FFL dealers that are at the gun show, it's just like they moved a portion of their store. You fill out exactly the same 4473. They call exactly the same phone numbers. All the same rules apply.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he didn't know that. He said, so you mean that the gun dealers do? I said, of course they do. I said, they do exactly, precisely the same thing as if you were in their store. I said, now can private people sell firearms at firearm shows? Of course they can. I said, but private people can sell firearms right now today.
That's right.
And, you know, he seemed to think that it was these sales that were allowing all these crime guns in New York City. And I said, absolutely not. ATF traces these firearms, and the primary source of a lot of firearms that are used in crime are stealing them. And when people steal them, goodness knows, I mean, what they're going to do with it. It's just like they steal a high-powered sports car, and they drive fast, and they get drunk, or they kill people. Okay?
Exactly. So where do people get this idea that there's this loophole at gun shows? What exactly is involved here?
I think he's my favorite, not Mayor Bloomberg.
Uh-huh.
Bloomberg has spent bazillions of dollars, okay, peppering the world to make them believe there's a gun show loophole. And these are people who have never purchased a firearm in their life, who don't understand what it is to purchase them. And more importantly, when I go through the logical steps with them, I say, wait a minute, when you're pulled over by the police, okay, they determine, they run a check on you and determine if there's any wads or warrants. And they make a decision probably in less than 30 seconds, either you're just a plain old Joe or you're a person wanted for a crime. I said, so if they can do that in 30 seconds beside the road, why can't a gun dealer do that with a simple call to NICS or the gun line?
Exactly.
And they said, oh, I never thought about it that way. And sometimes it's nothing more than educating our local reps and senators to think about things logically. Like people like you and I go, do we have to explain this? And the answer is sometimes you do, because they literally hear this little bit about people just buying guns, or that, you know, how does this work mechanically? And you have to tell them there's a great plethora of statistics, FBI uniform facts, statistical abstracts of the United States, city county data book. There's just a wealth of government data on where firearms come from and crime. And the majority of them are obtained illegally. So it isn't a matter of, you know, criminals going in the gun store and buying their firearms, because by definition they're criminals and they couldn't pass the background check.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people don't understand that any more than how do minors get alcohol to go drink it? They get it from somewhere, you know, illicit, goodness knows where. They get good people to buy it for them.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The bottom line is that drugs are illegal, and they have no problem getting drugs in this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell people, I said, you know, what you're trying to do is demonize this innate piece of metal, or in my case, polymer, that sits there, by demonizing firearm owners in general. So I think that when I think about this, that the legislative season is pretty much coming to an end. They're going to go home for summer soon. And now is the time to really spend time, you know, saying hi and getting to know your local legislators, because we still have a huge battle for firearm rights in New Hampshire. And if you talk to them in the summer, or you talk to them in a non-confrontational thing, and even go talk to them two or three times and meet them, when you go to see them about a particular issue, sometimes they're more receptive. And the other thing to think about in New Hampshire is that even a $25 or $50 donation to someone's campaign, presuming they agree with your point of view, really goes a long way, because you don't have big money politics like in other states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a few hundred bucks, you can run a pretty good campaign in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, it isn't like a Senate campaign where you need $1 million to start, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a little bit of money, you can essentially talk to these people, and people think that's bribery. And I said, you know, it's unfortunately the way it is. It's called buying access, and that's really what you're doing.
Yeah.
When you give a campaign donation as a practical matter. And so those are just the things that I'm hoping people are thinking about, because at least the weather has opened up, it's getting really nice outside. And the other thing is, if you're in a position where you have a place in the country or a friend's place, invite your legislator to go shooting with you.
Yeah.
If every one of us would invite their local senator or rep or selectman to go shooting with them, it's an amazing thing. I think you'd find a world of difference when it comes time to vote. It's kind of like your neighbor. If you invite him to the party, even if he doesn't come, he's less likely to call the police and complain about your party. It's the same thing. And so I tell people, why not invite your rep or your senator or whoever to go shooting for the day? Invite their kids if they let you take their kids shooting. All those type of things. Let them understand that we are people just like them, that we care about safety, that we care about our rights. And it really does make it easier when the time comes to have what some people consider to be really tough discussions, you know, about what should and shouldn't be allowed. You know, so for example, one of the things that really need to be worked on in New Hampshire is the authority that Fish and Game has. A lot of people don't understand that Fish and Game officers have much more authority than regular police officers do in many instances.
Hmm.
And that always comes as a surprise to most people. And I said, I think one of the things we need to look at is their authority. And, of course, I have to tell you that, in general, I'm a hunter education instructor, and I have a good relationship with a lot of conservation officers. But like any other group of people, there's good ones and there's bad ones.
Okay.
And unfortunately, sometimes you have to stop what I call the bad ones from overreaching. And so one of the things I'm telling people to look at right now is, look at what the average police officer can do, and then look at the list of what the average conservation officer can do without a warrant or any other authority. And people are absolutely amazed to know that conservation officers can come on your land. They can do a whole variety of things, all under the umbrella of checking on game violations.
Well, Penny, time flies when we're having fun. And that time has come. Let's tell people how they can get in touch with you in case there's any questions.
At 230-9999.
Okay. Well, Penny, we'll chat with you again next week right here on Bulldog Live.